Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Jarrett Payton.
My name is Jarrett Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jarrett Payton wearing his father's number, number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jarrett Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on, and here he comes up. His son Jarrett is with him. Sweetness. What an ovation.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jarrett Payton with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
We should always thank Uncle Luke. That should be one of my, like, daily affirmations. Thank you, Uncle Luke. Shout out to Uncle Luke.
I feel like he was sipping on some Hennessy when that CFP Final Selection Show rolled out.
How about that? Justice for the U. No better person to talk about it with than Jarrett Payton. He is at Payton's son on X. He joins us via Twitch, right. twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score and the Circus Sports Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Hi, Jarrett.
Hey. Hi, both of you guys. And yes, Marshall, I had something in the cup. I was looking at some new stuff that I got as well. Got some Pappy Van Winkle. So
excuse me.
Yeah, ain't gonna open those up. But you know, for a special occasion, that's like a special occasion. I might have to just crack it open. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna look at them.
No, if this isn't the time, when is the time?
When they win the national championship?
I don't know. I'm saving. I'm gonna save. I mean, especially the year 23 bottle I got. I'm definitely gonna save that till a kid gets, you know, married, grandkids, something like that. That's when you crack that open.
Oh, okay.
Caller Ray Diaz to the Jarrett Payton Show just suggested the Bears Super Bowl.
Hey, I'll do. Hey, straight up. I mean, I've been saying, like, why not us? You know, if it happens, I mean, it's only right. I guess you got. Yeah, I might have to switch it up my timeline just a little bit.
Okay, so Jarrett. This Bears team right now, what you're looking at, what you're seeing. We got four games left in the regular season. What do you think about the possibilities here? Are they as endless as they were before they went to Green Bay? I mean, what do you envision here for the Bears as best case scenario?
Marshall, one game at a time.
Oh, man. One game at a time. Come on, man.
No. Only reason why I say that is because, you know, just being in our position and what we do, and then just walking the streets, talking to people everywhere you go, it just started scaring me a little bit right after the Packer game. Was everybody was talking about the Packer game, the next one. And I'm like, whoa, bro, we got a game coming up this Sunday against the Browns. Like, we can't skip over games. And I know those guys aren't, but I think the focus is is you're still in this thing. And looking at who the Packers have to play this weekend, who the Lions have to play, I mean, you got Lions got the Rams and Packers got Denver. I mean, they got some tough matchups. And so you just need to take care of your business. And the outcome for me and my outlook is you're still right in this thing, Marshall. You just got to keep winning games. You got to take care of your business, and you got to see both of those teams in your division again coming up here. So just keep winning games. And if you could take care of your business, then you have an opportunity. I didn't think we're talking about an opportunity for 10 wins. Vegas has a team, I think at the beginning of the year, 8.5. I said the under. I said 8. I thought they were like really close. So to see them exceed the expectation, especially my expectations, yo, I give this team so much credit that anything's possible. And the way that the NFL is this year, just by seeing just all of the parity and like all the craziness of teams that should beat teams and they don't and they're losing, yo, this is a perfect year for the Bears to be in this situation that they're in to truly make a run.
We're talking to Jarrett Payton, always happy to do so here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall's still just like gunning for me right now. What are you giggling about?
No, I'm
about
just
over
happy
here?
Because he did the field work for us sitting in the studio of finding out that it indeed is a fan trap game. That's what he confirmed.
I did, yeah. That was the term I used. And frankly, I'm guilty of it too, Jarrett. You know, that's not the standard around here. And Myles Garrett deserves to be respected, and so does Shedeur Sanders. But this is,
yeah,
it
can
is. Yes.
I say something, Layla. Okay, so just going back to the Packer game, though, real quick. And I look at it as looking how close that game was, how bad the Bears played in the first half, and then figuring out in the second half and getting that ground game going and really asserting their will on that Packers defense. The coolest part for me was when they were cutting the shots, and you're looking at defensive players over there just like huffing and puffing, and the Bears are just on their ground game. I'm like, okay. And to be that close, even though it was gut-wrenching to the way that the game ended, it still shows you that, yo, we're here. Like, we're here. We didn't even play our best football in the first half, and we're here. I believe in my heart that at this part of the year, you know, everybody patting on your back, you're number one in the NFC, everybody's telling you all these great things about you. I mean, at some point, like you're on a win, you come in on a game on a win streak. Yo, I believe that once you lose a game like that and it hurts, you go back and you study a little bit harder. You comb through the film just a little bit more. And I'm hoping that Kevin Byard and company, all the guys in the back end of that defense did go with Dennis Allen, go back and comb through and say, we have to. When you're winning games, you watch the film, but you don't watch it like after you lose. And so, to me, I think it's going to be a stepping stone for the rest of the season as they go down this stretch. In some ways, good for them just a little bit to get that gut punch and say, oh, time to wake up. We got business to handle. And so, kind of like a wake-up call, and I think a perfect game heading into Sunday against the Browns, who, yeah, Myles Garrett is a beast, but that team is definitely beatable.
Also, avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You just reminded me that my over's about to hit on Bears over-under. I forgot about that until he said, we're about to get these wins. I was like, oh, that's right.
Coffee for everybody here at 670 The Score.
Yeah, I have no problem sponsoring a coffee run. That's no problem at all.
Team Coffee Run, win thanks or not. To Marshall Harris's investments.
Jared, what are you most concerned about now with this Bears team? Is it the Kyler Gordon news and understanding that Dennis Allen really is not going to have a full complement of defensive players, even if and when Tremaine Edmonds comes back? Is it more about the quarterback development and just hoping that Caleb, the next time he has an opportunity like he did at the end of the Packers game, makes that play? What is the number one thing on your mind as far as top of the concern list?
Well, after watching the Packer game over and over again, establishing a pass rush at some point to help the back end of your defense out just a little bit more. I think also just getting Caleb in a rhythm early on in games and getting that rhythm and that relationship between him and Ben Johnson and the play calling to, because I believe they're both like on the same path, right? Because he's calling the plays and then Caleb's going out there trying to execute him, and you see the play calls get better as the game goes on, and I feel like those two are kind of like linked there. Can both of them find a way to find some synergy early on in game, some simple throws, some checkdowns? I know they want to establish the run, which is their bread and butter, and they should. And I said this on Mullion Hall on Tuesday. I give credit to Ben Johnson for staying with the run and not getting away from it even when it wasn't working, because he knows that that's what that offense is built on. But getting Caleb some easy throws early on and getting him in a rhythm to have that offense going just a little bit earlier, because it's too hard as you get to this point of the season to try to be picking it up in the second half or after the third quarter, in the fourth quarter. Like, teams are – this is crunch time now. And you have to be able to put together four quarters of football. And we really haven't really seen that from this Bears team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And so if Caleb, that's what concerns me a little bit. Not his growth, though. I've seen the growth. I've seen the progression in his game. Chris Bouchard, his comments about that Shador is going to outplay Caleb, like, I was on the treadmill listening to you guys, and I was screaming at the TV, like, what is this dude talking about, man? Like, stop talking. Caleb has the ability to be special. We've seen it. We see it in some of the throws. We see it in his highlight reels. We see him on the run. It is still, you know, he's a work in progress, man. And it's crazy because we all wanted to be further along. But we always have to go back into our mind and really kind of remember that he's in year one with Ben Johnson, another offense. I'm telling everybody out there, the fans and listeners, everything that they already know, but I just want to remind you. And we have seen, there's things technically that he's going to have to work on as the season goes along, but definitely in the offseason. Footwork, he's a gunslinger. He trusts his arm so much. Sometimes his feet aren't underneath him. Everything is kind of off whack, but he believes in his arm that much that he can throw from any angle. And when he's set and he's planting, especially on three-step drops when the ball needs to get out on time, that's where he has success. But I give him a lot of credit as well, because he's been under center more than I think I expected him to be under center this year. And when you look at his college film, that really wasn't the case at USC. I mean, rarely under center. So you never really saw it. And the fact that he's learning that's another big step for him as he drops back and also trying to break down coverage and what's going on with those defenses he's seeing.
No, you're right, Jared. And I actually think some of the Bears' most successful plays this season have been with him under center. And that's a testament to him adjusting yet again to what he's being dealt with.
Yeah. I think he's getting better. And I mean, I can't wait. And I know I don't want to skip over games. I don't want to skip over just what the rest of the season is going to look like. But it's hard for me now not to think about next season and where he will be at this time, and what we'll be talking about when we sit, when we're sitting here talking about where the progression of him is. Is he where everybody hopes he, or exceeding a little bit more expectations, or are we going to be seeing the same exact thing? That's what interests me the most as I look at it, because it's hot and cold with people when I'm out in the streets talking to them about Caleb, and I tell them just to pump the brakes just a little bit. Let's watch this kid grow. That's what it's all about.
That is Jared Payton. We're always happy to talk to Jared. Another great conversation as usual. And to congratulations to your Hurricanes. They deserve
it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, go Canes. You already know what time it is. Yes, sir.
Congratulations and good luck in the upcoming playoff.
I appreciate you, man. And Marshall, I'll have you over for some Pappy, man. I got you, bro.
Let the good times roll.
That is some good stuff right there. You take that invitation seriously.
You know what it is? It is luxury embodied in a drink.
Yes, it is. I hope you have some Pappy soon, Jarrett. You deserve it. That was Jarrett Payton. You can catch The Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your Spark TV weeknights live at 7:30. The GN Sports crew will break down the biggest stories in Chicago sports with a laid-back vibe as they hang out in their corner office. And they get everybody involved, which is a really cool idea. Well, the Cubs have signed a pitcher. We'll tell you who it is next. And then there's that whole matter of who they didn't sign. And we'll tell you who that is next, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.